I greet you all in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So it's such a wonderful privilege to be here tonight to share God's word with you. So I'm asking you to turn with me from Isaiah chapter 40, and then we are going to read from verse 28 to verse 31. So Isaiah starts by posing a question from verse 28, and then it goes throughout to verse 31. It says, I'm reading from ESV translation. It says, have you not known, have you not heard, the Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. And then it gives us a contrast. It says, but they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This is the word of the Lord. Amen. So, looking to this passage today, I have entitled my sermon as Strength for the Weary. Strength for the Weary. From Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28 to 31. And just as a way of background, this chapter is about the children of Israel who were in a captivity in Babylon for many years. They were hopeless and discouraged about the situation in Babylon. They were experiencing situation one after another, thinking that God has abandoned them. He does not even have thoughts about them in the situation that they were facing. And just like us, we feel the same. We have the same thinking when we are experiencing challenges in our own lives. So Isaiah, in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28 to 39, he came as a prophet and also God's mouthpiece to encourage the children of Israel who were in captivity in Babylon. So this evening, I want us to see two major essentials about God when we are weary, when we are discouraged, when we are hopeless in our situations. So we need to know who God is. This is my first point in verse 28. We need to know who God is. Isaiah in verse 28, he asked the same question that he asked the children of Israel in verse 21 of Isaiah. He says, do you not know? Have you not heard? And the two questions imply that Israel need to refrain. They need to relearn about who God is. This is what we need to learn about God. Isaiah taught the children of Israel about God. And then the first thing that he addressed to them about who God is, he says in this verse 28, God is everlasting. And then, which means he lasts forever. He never grow old or die. There is a wonderful song that we sing about the eternity of God. It says, we are a moment, you are forever. Lord of the ages, God before time, we are a vapor, you are eternal. God everlasting, reigning on high, we are the broken, you are the healer. Jesus Redeemer, mighty to save, you are the love song we'll sing forever, bowing before you, blessing your name. Isaiah tells us who God is The first thing he told us that God is everlasting. And then this song affirms exactly who God is and his eternity. And then the second lesson that he taught these people about who God is that God is the creator of the ends of the earth, which means God asked Job questions about his creation in Job chapter 38, verse 4 to 5. And then as I was looking from the NIV translation, Job 38, verse 4 to 5 says, "Where were you when I laid the earth foundation? Tell me if you understand." Verse 5, it says, "Who marked off its dimension? Surely you know. Who stretched a measuring lines across it?" So we need to learn about God, that he is the creator of all things. And then he continued, Isaiah continued to teach them about who God is in the midst of their difficult situation. And then thirdly, he says, God does not become weary or tired. God does not become weary or tired. As individuals, we have a moment in the calendar of the year where we take a break, go somewhere else just to recharge, just to gain more strength. But it is not the same case with God. God does not get weary. He does not get tired. And what a joy to serve such a God like that, who does not become weary or tired. The Lord does not become weary or tired. He is like a watchman who always stays awake and never miss a thing. So he is always well awake of your plight. We need to understand that God does not even close his eye even in a moment. His eyes are always wide open to see what is happening in his own creation. This is a good word for the weary. You may grow faint, but God does not. And then the fourth thing that I want us to see about who God is, his understanding is unsearchable. His understanding is unsearchable. In that his understanding is unsearchable, he is like a judge whose decisions are beyond questions. So Israel will receive justice. Isaiah tells us that the Lord's wisdom is unexplainable, unsearchable, unscrutinable. And this is how God is. His understanding is such that we can never understand his multifaceted purposes for the things that he allows into our lives. Specifically, we cannot find out why God does what he does. Somebody was telling me a story. He said there was this family, their son was disabled, and then the father in the house got an accident, and then he also confined to a wheelchair, and then there was this, the mother in the house was the only one remaining to take care of these two people in the house who are helpless. And then all of a sudden, this woman died within 6 months after the husband got an accident. So this guy was telling me, sure, it's so amazing how God works. We were looking that one of these people who are unable to help themselves would die, and then this woman stays to help the other one who is remaining. So this is how God works. Sometimes we cannot understand the way he operates to his own creation. So we need to have that mind of understanding the sovereignty of God in all things of this life, always aligning to his will, and understand that his understanding is unsearchable. And this is the kind of God that we are serving. This is the kind of God that we are serving. As Isaiah tells us that the Lord's wisdom is unexplainable. His understanding is such that we can never understand his multifaceted. Job never found out why he suffered. But after the Lord gave him a tour of creation, Job said of his earlier complaints, "Therefore I have declared that which I did not understand, things too wonderful for me, what I did not know," in Job chapter 42, verse 3. God is omniscient. He is all-knowing. And as such, he cannot learn, for he always knows all. Psalm 121, verse 4 says, "Behold, the protector of Israel never sleep nor slumber." And then the second thing that I want us to learn this evening is that after explaining all the greatness and the glory of God, now Isaiah explains another essential about what God can do when we are weary. What God can do when we are weary. This is the second thing that I want us to learn this evening. What God can do when we are weary. Look at verse 29. Verse 29, he says, "He gives strength to the weary, and to him who lacks might, he increases power." And this is what God can do when we are weary. He gives strength to the weary, and to him who lacks might, he increases power. To become weary is to be weakened under some form of pressure. To lack might is to be without inner resources to respond to the pressure. God is an endless resource of strength, and he gives it generously. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. This is exciting about what God provides to those who are weary. We can hold on to this God because he cares for us. And this is a statement that shows God who is caring, God who cares about those who are weary. This is who he is, the ever strong and never weary, one who loves to help weak and weary people. God does not just possess all these qualities, but he shares his strength with those who need it. He has all energy, and he has energy to spare and also to share. Whether we struggle under life's pressure or lack strength, he provides stable power. It was this strength that enables Paul to glory in infirmities, that the power of Christ might rest upon him, as we see in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. Notice who God gives power to. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. But those who are proud, self-confident, self-relying, relying on their own resources, in their own wisdom, in their own strength, receive no power from God. God wants us to depend on him wholeheartedly. Never reserve anything from your side to trust yourself. He wants us to give our all allegiance to him 100%. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 7 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. God wants us to trust him wholeheartedly. Wholeheartedly. No matter how situation might be, he wants us to trust him wholeheartedly. Look at verse 30. It says, even the youth shall faint and be weary. Those who thought themselves strong will find themselves weak. I used to boast about my strength when I was a youth, and then how I used to win marathon, how I used to dribble people, boys, while we were playing soccer. But at this time, after 60, no more strength, no more energy to boast about. I boast in the Lord. It's so amazing how our energies fade away when we grow. We grow old. Solomon explained that very well in the book of Ecclesiastes when he gives a picture to young people that you will never be young for too long. Old age will be creeping in. Somebody said there is a syndrome that we are born with, the old age syndrome. It's coming to every one of us. And then those who are old, they will affirm with me that old age is not for sissies. So God's strength is reserved to those who know that they are weak and know that they have no might. God's greatness is not just that he is strong, but that he is strong for us. God's glory is not just that he has power, but that he loves to use it to help those who need it. God is not too great to care. He is too great even to love his people. And we see the affirmation of God's love in this passage, that sometimes you feel abandoned, rejected by God in your own situation. But Isaiah, the prophet of the Lord, come as a comforter to those who are weary. Waiting for the Lord involves directing your mind, your heart to prayer, studying the word, and memorizing the word. Harry Ironside attested it this way. He says, mere natural and physical power will not avail in the hour when one is called upon to face great mental and spiritual emergencies. But they who have learned to refer everything to God and to wait quietly upon him, they will be given all needed strength to rise above depressing circumstances and enabling them to mount as eagle. A close quote. Brethren, we lack discipline in prayer and study of God's word. Weariness and weakness should cause us to wait upon the Lord. And as we wait for him in patience, we are delivered from worry, knowing that God is never too late, and at his own time, he will give us the help that we need. It is so encouraging that we are not forsaken in our weariness situation. When we turn to the Lord, we gain new strength. we gain new strength. Isaiah seeks to encourage us in life struggles that we are inescapable and put more fear on us. When we wait upon the Lord, we receive the blessing of stability in the midst of what happened to us. We receive the gift of stability in the midst of what happened to us, knowing that God has not forsaken us, and then he is in control of every situation that you might be going through. We cry and say, it is not fair. There are times in our lives where God seems to be too afar. This is what we need to know, that the Lord has limitless power. The Lord has limitless power. Waiting upon the Lord is expecting that his promise of strength will help us to rise above life's distractions and suffering. Some may be saying, God has lost track of me. He does not care what happens to me. Friend, trust in the power of God. How do we receive his strength from the Lord? How do we receive this strength from the Lord? And then here is the answer from this passage again. We receive it as we wait on the Lord. We receive God's power as we wait upon him. Get connected with God even in tough times. Even in tough times, get connected to the Lord. Remind yourself about God when your situation wraps you up. Remind yourself about the Lord. God promised to renew our strength when we wait upon him. We have chargers for our phones for new strength. The phone cannot work without power. The phone gets power when it is plugged in. When it is plugged in. And same applies to every one of us. We need to plug ourselves into the Lord so that we receive new strength. Friends, God wants us to rely on him instead of our own strength. Fear can take our eyes off from Christ, no matter our situation. Scripture shows us that we are to unload to God, and then everything that bothers us. We can cast our worry on God with confidence because he cares for us. Let me attest this from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Cast all your burdens unto him because he cares for you. When you read this verse in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, you need to put yourself in this passage. I cast my burdens unto the Lord because he cares for me. Because he cares for me. Here are the benefits of waiting upon the Lord. We are also told that we renew our strength when we wait upon the Lord. It is strength that was once received when we first come to the Lord. In weakness and in no might. That strength is renewed as we wait on the Lord. And then the second benefit of waiting upon the Lord is that the Bible says, they shall mount up with wings like eagles. We know that the eagle is one bird that can fly high above all the birds that we know. The Bible says, they shall mount up with wings like eagle. The eagle is thought to be the most powerful of the birds. When an eagle first leaves the ground, it gains altitude by flapping up its wings. The flapping motion causes air to flow faster over the top of the wings, and the bird rises. Sometimes an eagle can take advantage of natural currents of air to help it rise. Isaiah tells us that the one who waits upon the Lord will mount up with wings like eagle. This is a measure of strength that the Lord gives us to soar above everything else. It says again, they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And this is the purpose of the strength the Lord gives us to move forward and progress for Him. As we wait and hope in the Lord, He gives us the strength to put on foot in front of another, to live in faithful dependence on the Lord step by step is the greatest accomplishment of all. He will deliver us. He will lead us to freedom. When you feel as if all of life is crashing on you and cannot go another step, remember that you can call upon the Lord for strength. You can call upon the Lord for strength. He is the ever-present help to those who are helpless. As Christians, we look to Jesus, who came to us and said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." What an invitation from the Lord, calling us to come to Him when we are weary, and promises us rest. He carried the burden of our sin and judgment upon Himself on the cross. He rose again and sent His Spirit to empower us and strengthen us in all our weaknesses. I like what Joel Beakey says. And listen what he says. He says, many people put trust in their initial coming to saying, "I come to Christ when I was a child. Why do I need to come again?" Jesus is not concerned whether your initial coming to Him was 20 years ago or last week. He is concerned whether you are still coming to Him now. We are to come to Him daily by faith, to grow in Christ-likeness, to cultivate holiness, and to live in Him. Every moment we are to seek Christ's glory. Coming to Christ is a lifelong pursuit. A close quote. We need to come to Him always, even when we are weary and heavy laden. Have a communion with Him always. My question is, as I come to the close, are you weary? Are you lacking strength? How is your situation today? You may have already stumbled badly, tired of the pressure, tired of the pace of life here, tired of your workplace, as some will start their work in their workplace tomorrow. I don't know how you left the situation on Friday. Tired of living under a weight of expectation. You are tired of your fears. Jesus says, "Come to me, come to me, I will give you rest. Come to me, I will give you rest." Even this evening, as we come together in worship to our great God, we should never, ever reject the call of Christ into our lives when He calls us to come to Him in our weary situation, when he calls us to come to him even for salvation. Even tonight, if you are here, you have not yet accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as the Lord and the Savior of your life, come to him. He cares for you. He wants to save you. Amen. Father, we thank you. We thank you that you are God who is so concerned about things that we are concerned about. Indeed, Lord, we thank you that your word serves as a healing balm to our life and our soul this evening. Whenever we turn our hearts and our mind to your word, we receive healing that we always need in our life. I pray for each and every one this evening. You know everything that they go through. I pray that your hand of grace may reach them and experience your peace that surpasses all understanding in their life situation. I pray and ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.